This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
The HIV prevention pill PrEP will be available on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme from April 1st, giving Australia its greatest opportunity yet to drive serious reduction in HIV transmission. DNR Curie reports on what this means.
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. It involves HIV negative people taking a tablet a day of an antiretroviral drug to protect them and prevent HIV infection. Today, the Minister for Health took a critical step in helping to end the transmission of HIV infection in Australia with the announcement that PrEP will be available from the 1st of April on the pharmaceutical benefit schedule. This means instead of paying $2,496 per year for the medicine, people using PrEP will pay a maximum of only $39.50 per monthly script, with a concession payment paying just $6.40. Daryl O'Donnell, the Chief Executive of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisation, AFAO, tells us more.
This is incredibly exciting news. So we had the PBAC recommendation to list PrEP just earlier in February. And so it's now moved very, very quickly from that to this announcement today that PrEP will be listed on the PBS on 1 April. So that really is quite a short turnaround in terms of making sure that, you know, everyone who can benefit from PrEP has access as early as possible. I think there's absolutely no doubt that there's been an incredible groundswell of community activism and advocacy and of brokering and advocacy from organisations as well, including AFAO, to really drive this through. And the advocacy from the community, the incredible interest in PrEP and uptake of PrEP has no doubt sent all of the right signals that this is a much needed and much welcome drug. So we really need to capitalise on this decision now. So we've made a huge step forward today with this announcement. And I think we'll look back on this announcement today in years to come and really recognise this as a really important moment in Australia's response and in the gay community's response to HIV. But of course, PrEP's only one part of the puzzle. And what we need in addition to PrEP is all of that intensive education and outreach and support for communities that mean that people not only know about PrEP and its availability, but also have access to the other information they need to look after themselves and their partners to be accessing treatment. I'm not sure we can get to virtual elimination by 2020. I think it's absolutely the right goal for us to be aiming for, to really drive HIV transmission rates in Australia to very low levels. But that's now only a couple of years away. But it is the right goal. We should be pushing ourselves as hard as we can as a community to get HIV down to the very, very lowest rates possible. So we're really happy to support that goal. And I think it's impossible to get there without PrEP. But it's not all of the puzzle. And more is needed. And I think we recognise that in the community. The government has been very responsive to this message. I think the Minister for Health has been very clear that PrEP is important, but more needs to be done. And the government's now developing an 8th national HIV strategy. So part of our advocacy with the government is to make sure that they understand that PrEP alone won't get us to the goal, that support for our organisations, support for our communities is absolutely part of what's going to get us there in the end.
PrEP is 99% effective at preventing HIV transmissions. This announcement represents a significant advancement in Australia's HIV response. But we're going a step further. The government is also providing $1.2 million over 5 years for education and awareness activities for both prescribers and affected communities about PrEP and HIV. Currently, the government is finalising the development of the 8th National HIV Strategy, which will provide the roadmap to help us continue to make dramatic reductions in new infections and improvements in health outcomes. The federal government are also providing $800,000 each year to community organisations, including the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations and the National Association of People with HIV Australia, for education and awareness on HIV prevention. They're also providing $4.4 million over 2 years to support translational research activities to improve diagnosis, treatment and prevention of blood-borne viruses, including HIV.
It is a formal process. So the government, you know, in putting something on the PBS, they've got to be absolutely assured that this is good for taxpayers. And so as much as we've wanted PrEP listed, it has been really important that the government gets the right price for the drug, and they've now been able to do that. I think under the current minister, Greg Hunt, he's really taken a personal interest in this issue, and I think he really understands the public health case here. For a long time in HIV, we were doing pretty well by global standards and had a lot to be proud of. But I think in the last 5, 6, 7 years, we've become increasingly aware that, you know, actually we could be doing a lot better. New technologies, whether it's self-testing, whether it's PrEP, whether it's rapid testing, all of these things provide new tools, new ways of actually driving HIV to ever lower levels. But we need to be fully exploiting those tools. And I think the minister really understands the opportunity that all of that offers and is really keen to work towards that. And certainly that's what we're encouraging him to do. We can't do this without support for our workforces, for our educators working on the ground. And that support is desperately needed. And that's what we hope will be announced as part of the launch of the 8th National HIV Strategy.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Daniel O'Donnell, the Chief Executive of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.